All right, yeah, I'm going to start this. Welcome back. Welcome to episode 24, the Holton Hill episode of Grapes and Gorak.
The Holton Hill.
I'm Grapes.
I'm Gorak.
We've got a couple special guests here. We've got Franklin over there. Franklin. And we've got our buddy Travis Rennie.
You got at Rennie Hot Takes right here, buddy.
Right there. Throws his fucking Twitter handle out there. I like that.
At Rennie Hot Takes.
We all went to the game.
We went to the game, the Vikings-Bears game, which was an embarrassment.
That was a game?
It was a game.
I thought it was a scrimmage, and we just...
It sure felt that way because we did not play well at all.
I don't even remember the offense doing anything.
I don't think the offense... I remember...
One drive. Diggs had a touchdown, right?
Yes, but... And was that the same drive that I'm thinking of where Dalvin Cook had that, like, 20-yard little scat pass?
Rennie
says I'm right, so I'm going to roll with
that.
Rennie might have been... You know, surprisingly... This boy, Travis, might have been the biggest fan out there. He's going over to different sections, telling them to stand up and shit like that.
He was trying to get people riled up.
I like that. I like that.
That section next to us would be a bunch of pansies. I mean, they're like sitting there. Everyone's sitting in their seats.
They were eating nachos.
It's saying getting loud, and they're just like sitting there, oh, let's just eat our nachos. Like, no, get your asses out of your seats. Get the team going.
He's not wrong.
I know you tried to.
Before we go on any further, I'm going to be the first one to admit. I wanted Kirk Cousins from the beginning. That guy is hot garbage at this point.
Kirk Cousins. I don't know if this game is his fault. But he's not that good.
It was all his fault. I mean, how else do you put it out there? I mean, the guy couldn't complete anything.
He missed
two dump off passes.
He was, what, 16 of 22 for 96 yards?
Is that what he was?
Yeah.
It was not good.
He missed two dump off passes.
And one of those dump off passes, he had all the time in the world, and he just like turned around and chucked it to Cook and threw it 2 yards off target. It was bad.
So we allowed the Eagles to win their second Super Bowl in the 2 years because it falls Mazix. It's probably gonna happen.
That's right. You know, you got Big Dick Nick in the playoffs. You're not gonna lose. Okay. You know,
it's the almost guaranteed.
Eagles
isn't it?
Beat us last year.
It's almost guaranteed, isn't it?
You know, and that's just adding fucking insult to injury at that point. You know, they destroyed us in the title game.
Then they
come back and they somehow win 3 out of the last 4 with Nick fucking Foles.
All they had to do was lose to the Texans or the Rams and we make the playoffs.
Yeah. It's not even that.
They couldn't do it.
We don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
Not that we don't deserve to be in the playoffs.
No, I did not want to back into the playoffs. But, you know, went 3 straight going into that wild card game against Chicago. You know, you're kind of riding hot. We may not have beat the Bears in Soldier Field.
Yeah, but we didn't win.
No, then that's where we're going. That's...
I don't want to back in, but we don't deserve to be in because the Bears, like, we can't even beat the Bears at home when they're not even trying.
We lost to Trubisky twice. That's all.
We had Bears.
I guess they have a good defense. We lost to Trubisky twice.
We had a Bears fan in the bathroom who said he'd rather have Teddy Bridgewater than Mitch Trubisky.
Well, of course they would. It's not like their offense beat us.
No, I get it. That's just kind of like the viewpoint of the Bears fans where they don't even think their quarterback's good. And he fucking put up 3 touchdowns against us.
I mean, did he throw all those? No way.
I know Jordan Howard had one.
Jordan
Howard had that long run.
It was...
There's Franklin. Franklin just made an appearance on the podcast.
It is not good. Hey, say hi, Cam. Hi, Ty.
Oh, yeah. I would love to give a shout-out to...
Say hi, Kim Rennie.
I'd love to give a shout-out to Cam Haney and Ty Haney. And hopefully Ben Lasky would maybe start listening to this. That'd be awesome.
Yeah, I know.
Great podcast to listen to. First-time guest.
I know Ty hopefully, Haney said he was a huge fan of our podcast while he was all wasted last night.
Hi to Braylon and Merrick.
Oh, Merrick, huge fan of the podcast. Yep. He asked Ty to keep playing it.
Merrick, who's my little buddy, my buddy's kid.
Is he also a Viking fan?
His one of his favorite people is actually Darren.
Oh, really?
He mentions Darren all the time. He goes, oh.
Does he call me Gory?
Yeah. No, he calls you Darren.
I'm actually a little offended by that. I get it that Gorak has better takes and better tweets, but still.
He's just the better football mind all around. Yeah, I mean, if anyone's ever questioning, Gorak's always the better football mind.
Ryan doesn't know what he's talking about.
He somehow snuck his way into our fantasy playoffs with a disgusting team. So.
For some reason, my stutters made the podcast. I don't know.
So this is a... I'm just going to put this out there. This is a weird podcast for these guys. This is a special guest.
We're hammered.
This is a drunken.
We went to the Vikings game and we got our ass kicked.
We're all depressed.
Okay, you know what? Let's screw all this. Do we have any teddies today? Do we have any teddies?
Dude, to be honest, I was very drunk and I don't remember much of the game. So no.
I remember most.
I remember a bad.
Tell me who played well, because all I remember is us nobody. Not playing well.
Nobody played well on our team. I'm going to say this right now.
Diggs got a touchdown.
We had moments, but nobody played well.
I think Holton Hill played well. Uh-huh. I think he got beat twice. But like that Taylor Gabriel touchdown, how do you catch the ball and Holton Hill's arm?
We had zero pressures. We had like zero pressures.
Yeah, did we sack him once?
No. We had zero sacks.
We had zero sacks. And like pressures are here and there, like hearsay, whatever, whoever you go off of. But I'm with Rennie here. I don't think we had many, if any pressures.
The problem is we immediately fell behind by 7 points.
And we were never. It was like
we played from behind the whole game, so we were playing fucking.
Well, it was like when we went to New England. We were never out of the game, but our team took themselves out of the game immediately.
This is true. This is true. He's actually spewing off some good stuff, which is surprising to me.
Rennie Hot Takes is coming in hot.
No, you are not coming in hot. You're coming in quite like mild right now. but yeah, you know, we didn't play well as like either units.
Defense. Well, the offense.
Ooh, I've got one. Yeah. Matt Weil had some good fucking boom shots.
He had some good punts.
Whatever.
Fine.
I don't want to hear about it.
That's how sad we're getting right now.
Dan Bailey did not miss a kick. There's another teddy.
What, the one he took? Or two he took? One extra point,
did
one
field
goal?
Did not miss one,
okay,
though.
Okay, Troy's.
My God. That's
Minnesota Vikings.
We're supposed to be Super Bowl contenders when we're talking about kicks.
Yeah, we went from Keenum to Cousins, and we added Childress in, and we did not make the playoffs. We got worse.
And now we're sitting here talking about
what happened. What happened? Why did that happen?
Because Cousins, we finally realized Cousins, even on a good team, is an average quarterback.
I can't
win the big game.
I think he's not that good.
He's not.
He's better than Keenum, but he's still not like some.
Oh, Keenum. When we were talking before the season, where he was in that 12 to 13 range,
that's where he is.
It's lower, dog.
It's like
it's lower. Like it's at 13 to 17 range.
You can name 16 better quarterbacks.
I can name at least 13.
Okay, ready, start it, go.
Well, you got Andrew Luck,
okay.
Drew Brees,
okay.
Aaron Rodgers,
okay.
Tom Brady,
okay.
I would take Jared Goff.
All right, whatever. Keep going.
I'd take Mahomes.
Sean Watson.
Big Ben.
Roethlisberger at 7.
That's 8. We're at 8 right now.
We are at 8.
Oh,
keep going.
I'm working on this. I'm a little drunk, so it's a little hard.
Who else you got?
Keep throwing out names. Help me out. That's what they do.
Cam Newton.
I would take Cam Newton.
I would rather have Kirk.
I would take Cam Newton.
Fuck you. I'd rather have Kirk.
Matt Ryan.
Okay, that's a good one.
I would take Cam Newton, by the way.
Okay, so there's 10.
Philip Rivers, 100%. Philip
Rivers.
Oh, Philip Rivers, yes. Philip Rivers, very much so.
Case Keenum?
No,
let's skip that guy.
Why would you say that?
I was just asking.
It was a question. Garoppolo?
It's Stafford. I would take Stafford over him.
I feel like that's the exact.
I don't care, but I think Stafford can win the big game.
Keep going. So that's 11 with Stafford. You said 13.
In my mind, I'm going down the divisions right now. I know there's one more.
Okay, you said 13, though.
To be fair.
No, stop. Keep going, Don.
Trubisky just beat him, so I don't know.
Fuck you.
I'm actually to the point where I might take Dak Prescott over him. That's how bad it's getting.
Eli Manning
is prime. I'd take over. But not now.
No, that's right now. I'm talking
right now.
Are you taking Dak? Am I adding that to number 12? Is Dak number 12?
No, he won't be.
Okay. I feel like there's more AFC guys.
So maybe it's 12. Maybe it's only 12.
I feel like we're missing AFC guys.
Yeah, for sure.
But there's a lot of quarterbacks.
Would you take Derek Carr, who has thrown a pick since week 5?
I would take Derek Carr every day.
You take Derek Carr.
Because I think Derek Carr right now under Gruden, they're just having.
Would you take, question, Trev. Would you take Teddy right now over Kirk since you liked Kirk over Teddy prior to the season? Right now, would you take Kirk or Teddy going forward?
And here's the thing. It's not. You know this. I've not been the biggest Teddy fan.
Yep. But
we've had these arguments for days.
Going forward,
the only reason why
remember Teddy went 11-21 for 118 yards, one touchdown, one pick today.
Yeah, that's not
better. Better numbers.
Yeah, that's better numbers than Kirk. But here's the thing: the only reason why I would take Kirk right now over Teddy, and this is bad to say, because Kirk's getting $27 million a year. The only reason I would take Kirk over him is I still don't trust his knees.
Okay,
Teddy's knees.
All right, I still don't trust Teddy's injury.
I feel like that's the reason we
Kirk. Would you take Alex Smith? Prior to the injury.
You know what? There's over 13. Yes, prior injury, I would take Alex
Prior to the injury.
There. You would take Alex Smith over Cousins?
I'm off the Cousins
Here
train.
You are. Here is your Redskins jersey. You became a Redskins fan. Here, I've got Dan Snyder's number.
I'm sorry. Cousins disappointed me. Cousins disappointed me so badly.
Alex is the worst version of Kirk Cousins. Worst arm. Worst
yeah, you say that, but he still makes it to the playoff almost every year.
Says who? Did he make it this year?
Because he got injured on week 11. They were in the playoff hunt. They were winning their division when they got hurt. You realize they were the they were 6-2 when he got hurt. They were 6-2.
Worst everything.
You're an idiot because they were 6-2.
Why did we go? What is our final record now? 8-7-1. What happened?
Man. Well, so we had Flip for 14 weeks.
He was embarrassing. And he's still being interviewed for head coaching jobs.
But did Stefanski do good in week 17?
He did not do.
Did he do good half of week 16 either?
His vanilla offense. I thought he was going to change it up in the second half, and he didn't.
I don't think it was vanilla.
Oh, it was very vanilla.
I don't think it was vanilla. I mean, like he ran. You know, I still.
He did was end zone fucking Kirk Cousins was 10 yards in the ground.
You know, I don't know. I was watching a lot of, like, receivers run routes. Nobody would ever get open. They were smothered the entire day.
What play call did you see that was not vanilla?
What play call did I see?
I just feel like Cousins is very, like, robotic and doesn't make a play when... Like,
all I saw was slant routes and corner routes.
Yes, but... But I've been clamoring for that all year. I was tired of these double moves on the outside trying to get somebody open.
You're going against the best defense. That's how you beat those best defenses. You have to bring out the trick plays. You can't just do it with this. They know how to read everything.
You know, I want to disagree, but we were number 4 in like yards per game going in this
game.
We
were 3 and they were 4.
And they, whatever. And they ran a gimmick offense and fucking beat us. I don't disagree so bad.
Like, a lot of gimmick shit. I feel like they'd really like a normal.
They did in those first few plays. They did those jet sweeps.
Did they?
Those fake.
I feel
jets.
Like 3rd and 6 are like an out route.
Well, you remember the Anthony Miller handoff?
See, that's the
it.
One thing that pissed me off is all those fucking out routes that beat us.
They just hit
it's
out
a
routes.
Fucking simple 7-yard out route, and you can't fucking stop it. Are you fucking kidding
times.
Me?
Multiple times.
There was 3 times on one drive alone. I swear that was fucking out routes for a first down. It was dumb.
What?
So, do we have any... I mean, I just want to keep this flowing because we're on Kirk right now. So, Kirk is obviously one of our Troys.
I guess. I mean, the whole team is a Troy.
Kind of seems that way, doesn't it?
Without rewatching the game.
Am I the only one who thinks Harrison Smith was a disappointment this year?
You know, I'll go with that just based on that he didn't have as many splash plays.
He's supposed to be elite. He didn't have as many splash plays.
So I'll...
He looked like...
Okay, 50, besides Danielle Hunter, who on defense had a lot of splash plays?
No one.
Our defense is solid. I don't know what the problem is.
It's solid, but we didn't create turnovers.
We went from being the number one defense to barely making the top 10. We literally
what
barely
is the
made
deal
the
with that?
Time.
Like, we can't carry a turnover.
I get it. Okay, we lost Everson Griffin for 5
no,
weeks.
Forget all that. I like Dan's question. Why can't we create a turnover? What is with this defense that doesn't create turnovers?
Here's the thing is, turnovers, it doesn't matter. Look at this. So Bears next
it
year.
It does matter, dude.
Listen to this.
It's an extra possession.
I get that. Listen to this. No, it doesn't matter for the fact that look at next year. I'll guarantee Bears don't have many turnovers.
False. I bet they have plenty of turnovers.
Turnovers are a lot
they
of
have
luck.
Playmakers on the defense. Yeah. We have shut down guys on our defense. They don't create
look
turnovers.
Look at turnovers.
Trey Wayne's.
Turnovers.
Xavier Rhodes. Fucking Harrison Smith. Eric Kendricks, Anthony Brown, they
weird.
Don't create turnovers.
Turnovers
we don't get strip sacks. We don't get interceptions. We don't force fumbles.
It is really
turnovers
bizarre.
Turnovers are a lot of luck.
We sack Stafford like 10 times, but we get no strip sacks.
We didn't even sack fucking Trubisky.
No, we didn't. Yeah, I think we're just...
We barely pressured him. We barely pressured him.
Playing cover sacks.
We did this drop in the coverage. We didn't blitz at all. I don't know why we didn't start blitzing in the freaking second half.
They just ran it in the red zone on us.
Why didn't we blitz in the second half? Did you see any blitzes in the second half?
I didn't see many blitzes at all today.
We didn't blitz at all.
But
you
can't bring an extra defender if you're trying to contain Mitch Trubisky.
Trubisky didn't run at all except for
those two. Besides that one where we spied him and Barr literally couldn't keep up with
him.
He
sat in the pocket. He even knew roll outs today.
Because he blitzed too late. You should have blitzed immediately when the DNs missed him. DN missed him and should have fucking blitzed him. But, you know, he sat there like an asshole and fucking let him run for
him. You know how many missed tackles we had tonight? It's not even funny.
Oh, yeah, that's the problem.
Well, everything was a problem. We're talking about a problem. What's the problem with the Vikings? Tackles? Everything.
Both sides of the ball is a problem.
Everything. Both sides of the ball was embarrassing tonight.
So do you want to fire Zimmer?
No. I think Zimmer's got one more year.
One more year. See, I listened to a lot of fans walking out of the stadium. Like, a lot of people were talking, like, fire Zimmer or, like, hot seat Zimmer. But I am not there yet.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet.
I'm still,
took a shot in Cousins, and it didn't work.
Yeah, but what do you...
Well, that's Spielman. That's not Zimmer. That's Spielman. That's not Zimmer.
I don't blame Zimmer or Spielman for taking a shot at Cousins.
Also, Cousins doesn't explain why the defense didn't do very good today.
They gave up 3 touchdowns today.
Yeah, to the Bears without Anthony Miller for most of the game and without
Allen Robinson.
What the
fuck? Trubisky's not good.
Yeah, that team should not score 3 touchdowns on you. That's embarrassing.
Are you sure Trubisky's not
good? He hits a fucking out route. Cool. He hits a fucking stupid slant route.
But
cool. He runs out of the pocket. Cool. Name one big play not handed off to Jordan Howard.
What I'm saying is elite. Who was that dumb receiver? He threw that. Bellamy?
No. Javon Wims. That stupid corner route.
Yeah. That was the touchdown.
That was Gabriel, I thought.
Gabriel
touchdown.
The whole hill.
Well, I'm just saying, Trubisky made a couple plays.
He did.
What I'm saying is, like, we keep saying this. The thing is, your argument before was all he did was roll, and I agree with you. I finally agree with you guys. Did I not?
Yeah.
I finally said. He rolls out all the time. He didn't roll out at all today.
No,
he sat in the pocket and threw the ball.
Dude, they didn't have to.
And guess what? In the first half, they had 230 yards total offense.
Yeah,
we had 29.
They got up on us early, and it's just like that's you fed exactly into what they wanted. Like, they want to be up so they can just do their normal shit. You have to get ahead of them. Bears playing from behind are going to be a completely different team.
Let's do this. Is Trubisky a star? No, but is Trubisky a good quarterback? I think he is.
Debatable.
I think he is.
I think he
proved it today. He was hitting accurately from the pocket.
I saw so many sliding receivers today.
Rennie's got a point. The guy
He looked accurate in the pocket. He looked better than Kirk Cousins did. At this point, honestly,
I don't even know about that line, but I do know.
So we talked about top 13. After watching today's game, I would actually need Trubisky over freaking
Cousins. Get the fuck out of here. Press pause. This fucking podcast is over.
We're not going to end it here. I mean, the guy Trubisky beat Cousins twice.
That's just how today's game.
The offense once fits him better than Cousins fits our offense.
Yeah. I mean, Graves on this podcast is getting all...
How does Trubisky...
Trubisky looked
we
good.
We have Dalvin Cook, Stephon Diggs, Natalie Feeling. What did Trubisky have today?
Nothing.
Tack Cohen.
Nothing.
Look at his receivers. He literally had nothing.
Okay, but Matt Nagy better than Stefanski.
This might be true. I mean, Stefanski only in his third game. He hasn't got like a whole offseason.
I don't see right there, what bugs me about that, this is where the whole Zimmer thing comes in. You just explain their head coach against our offensive coordinator, not against our head coach. It wasn't Nagy against Zimmer. It was Nagy against...
Well, because Zimmer doesn't pay attention to the offense.
That's kind of maybe that's the problem, is you need a head coach to pay attention to both sides of the ball.
It is a little... I mean, that's...
I mean, maybe...
You know,
it's
a decent point. Okay, yeah, but like... Okay, what if...
I love
what if we actually got like... So flip. Beginning of the year, we thought that was a guy that was Shermer-esque. You know, good offensive mind, good... Take care of the offense. Zimmer didn't have to look at him. So Zimmer's the defensive guy. What if we find a good offensive guy? You don't have to have him be your head coach. You find a good offensive coordinator. It doesn't matter who that.
Because it's like, does Matt Nagy pay attention to the defense?
I don't think so. Or is he just like Fangio? I think it's all Fangio.
So it's kind of similar. It's just that.
That's what I'm saying, where you find a good offense coordinator, which we thought Flip was.
And he wasn't.
He wasn't. Okay, so dud. Doesn't matter. But, like, you can't talk about firing Zimmer. Where, I mean, you fire Zimmer, you're going back 5 years. Like, 3-4 years. Because you have to bring somebody new in. He's got to bring in his players.
Everything, yeah.
It's stupid.
I don't want to fire Zimmer. No. I don't even want to. I think we should stick with Stefanski. I just think we need to figure out a way to win with Cousins, who is
average at best.
Above average at best.
Above slightly above average. Like one position better than average.
Yeah, like he's like, oh, you're cool he's with like him. 12, 13. He's literally Matthew Stafford, Derek Carr.
If you've got the game on his shoulders, he's fucking probably going to fuck it up.
See, the thing is with Cousins is, like we said, I think it was last week or a couple weeks ago, he's not elite.
No,
but he's an elite game manager.
Yeah, he's like a key.
So he's perfect for our team if our defense fucking stops.
They did not today. They didn't. They did not.
No, they didn't. And that's why you see that Cousins record, which is now 4-25.
Quick pause.
Against teams with winning records.
Did anyone find any discomfort that you had Thielen and Cousins fighting on the sideline? Because I did. Yeah, I found a little discomfort in that.
I feel like your that's best, happened that, more to this me, year to than me, Thielen's our
best
year.
Wide receiver.
I trust Thielen far more than I trust Cousins.
You know, I think, you know, with Thielen,
it bugs
is
me.
Thielen, I think, is so smart. He not only sees it as a play as a wide receiver, he also sees it as a quarterback.
You're talking about
a
guy who you can't say doesn't know the game better than most of the people, knowing he built himself from the practice squad to a freaking star wide receiver. That's unheard of.
He knows a bad quarterback when he sees him.
That's literally unheard of.
I feel like to argue with Cousins, who's like a robotic person who probably doesn't argue a lot.
He never argued with Keenum.
Yeah, like he never did.
And Keenum was, talent-wise, Kirk Cousins blows out Keenum when it comes to talent-wise.
Like, Keenum made plays on the fly, though. That's
but
the
what I'm saying is just like arm talent, not yeah. Like, no, not, I get like, it. Nothing like, else, just arm.
If you
like
just
Cutler.
Like attribute wise,
like Cutler. Like, if you gave Cutler Brady's IQ,
yeah,
probably a great quarterback. But he had no football IQ. He had all the arm talent. He had the arm strength. He had the accuracy. He had everything.
Let's stop there with the accuracy thing, though.
He could, though. But he had accuracy.
No, I do feel
you're
like
right.
Cousins.
No, you're right. If you give him freaking football IQ. That guy's a good quarterback. I'm not elite, nothing like that. But he's
well, what's weird is like Cousins is not like Cousins or Cutler, where like Cousins studies and tries really hard and stuff. I just don't think he like has that like.
He doesn't have the it.
Like that, like that. He doesn't. That's just like the built it. Inside well, you. Like you can't learn it. Like it's just either have it or you don't.
And
like,
Teddy had it.
Teddy had the pocket presence. The playmaking.
You watch him today,
and like,
and
he's maneuvering
throughout the pocket.
Keenum had it. Keenum didn't have, like, the arm strength, and he fucked up a lot, but, like...
The accuracy,
none of that.
It sucks saying that.
If a free blitzer came at him, like, he'd figure out a way to get away from him and make a play. And Cousins can't make a play at all. Can you think of one time where Cousins made a play?
No, he can't do the big play.
Let me do something. One or two throws against Green Bay.
I feel like he did make some plays in Green Bay, yeah.
Oh, Green Bay was a great
Yeah, he can make a lot of plays when he's trailing.
Garbage time. He's the greatest garbage time
quarterback
of all time.
Let's stop fucking talking shit, god damn it.
But I'm sorry, but he's the greatest garbage time quarterback of all time. But what did we talk about last year?
Like I said, though.
You guys said this, but what did I say? Not every quarterback can be good in garbage time, which Blake Bortles has proven that. You know, he was down his entire career dang near and still sucked.
He was good for 1 year.
Yeah, he had one good year. But Cousins has always been good, and you finally realize when he comes to your team.
It is a little worrisome.
That he is really only good when there's no pressure.
Well, and you see the stats, like 5-25 against winning teams.
Oh, it's now 4-25.
4-25.
But what throws down Cousins is the one thing he doesn't do is throw.
You know,
he doesn't throw many picks.
Nope. But in that
4-25 is all weird.
But he doesn't throw many of them.
That
4-25
thing is kind of skewed.
How many is that?
That 4-25 is skewed though.
Yeah, pick six.
Because let's think about the fucking.
Like if someone looks up his numbers, how many picks does he have?
Yeah.
If somebody looks up his numbers, how many picks does he have?
I mean, it's 12. It's like fine. 14. It's too many turnovers or fumbles plus. I mean, a lot of that's flip.
Did he lead the league? Dropped in back 50 times a game.
He also like dominated the league in
passes. But at the same time, you know, at majority of the year, he's dropping back 50 times.
Way too many times. Or something. I don't even put that on him. I feel like he's fine. He's just not. And I don't even know. Like, his contract is going to get passed by multiple times. Like, Ryan already passed it. Rodgers already passed it. These other guys are going to keep going.
What?
So he's not that bad. It's just like.
What's bad?
What happened this year besides that? Like, our schedule got harder.
Yep, we had a first place
really schedule. Hard schedule.
But did it?
Bad. No, it did. We had no
really? Bad OC and a bad defense to start the year.
How did it get harder?
Dude, we had a win more schedule.
We had Rams. We had Eagles.
We played them both. We played them all last year.
I don't care.
They weren't as good last year. We had an away against the Rams, away against the Patriots, away against the Eagles.
We played Falcons at Falcons last year when they were a good team last year.
Fuck the Falcons.
They were a good team last year. Yeah, exactly. Trash. We played Rams last year.
Hey, Falcons didn't make the playoffs. No,
you know what? Reddy's making a good point here.
Stop that.
We had a hard schedule last year. Like, everyone's kid. I tried making this.
We went 13-3 against a tough schedule last year.
We had a tough schedule last year.
Was it tough, though?
Like, we played the Rams. We played the Falcons.
We played the Falcons. They
were come on, keep naming
both
it.
We played Rams at home, though.
Panthers.
It doesn't matter. We still played the Rams.
Yeah, we lost to the Panthers.
Yeah, we lost the Panthers.
We beat the Falcons. No, the Rams at home.
We played
Rams
a tough schedule. We played the Saints week one.
Week one, we played the Saints. This guy makes a lot of good points.
Stop it.
We had a tough schedule last year.
I think building up all
I'm sorry. Okay. Can I do one thing here quick? I'm the biggest Kirk Cousins supporter when we first signed him.
You wanted him back.
What the fuck?
Ryan's dropping computers.
And I'm the one. You guys are defending him. I'm the one saying he's hard garbage right now.
We're trying to defend him because we still think he's better than Keenum.
There's no fact to anyone wants to argue that. There's no argument there. He will always be better than Keenum.
Keenum,
we have maybe 3 wins this year. I'm sorry to say we
bullshit. I'm sorry. We did not have a tough schedule last year. We did not. We had Saints, at Steelers, which we lost.
Oh, yeah.
There's two tough games.
Rams.
Tough game.
Falcons.
Tough game.
4. They were good last year. Remember that.
Okay, who else?
Packers, twice.
They were not good last year. They had backup quarterback.
Oh, you're right. Oh, they had Hundley.
Right. The first game was a star. What are you talking about?
Seriously. Who else? Look at that. I've got it up. Who else are you calling? It's fucking tough game.
It wasn't easy. It was not an easy schedule.
We had an easier schedule last year than we did this year.
Because we finished first.
Okay, wait.
Before we finished like third.
I will say Ryan's right. We had an easier schedule. We only had Panthers. And I guess the Rams and Falcons.
What do we have this year?
Saints week one was easy because they weren't.
What do we have this year?
They weren't what they were.
This year we had on the road, we had Seahawks, Bears, who are way better.
Let's do this one quick. Seahawks didn't become good until we played them.
Okay, well, they're good.
That sucked.
I'm just saying they're good now. Seahawks, Patriots.
Patriots, yes.
Rams on the road.
We had Seahawks, Patriots, Saints, Eagles, Seahawks, Rams.
Don't not bring up Eagles because we dominated the Eagles. That was embarrassing.
23-21 is dominating, huh? 23-21 is dominating. 23-21 is dominating. Dominating.
Yeah, maybe I was wrong on the
dominating.
Hey, to be fair, that last session was complete garbage time.
Yeah,
they got
to be fair, that was a bad team, and they still
I will
are
say
a bad
our
team.
Our 5 road losses this year, our 5 road losses were very tough games.
Well, that's why we didn't finish first.
Our home losses.
No, I'm not saying that we had a. I know we had a harder schedule this year, but I'm saying we didn't have a walkthrough last year.
I would say we had a harder schedule. We had a bad offensive coordinator, and we had a defense. Year. That was a mess for the first
game. And we had a fucking kicker who couldn't hit a chip shot field goal, which kept us out of the playoffs.
Dude, that's one game. One game, though.
That one game keeps us out of the playoffs.
You're blaming the kicker on that?
I'm going to fucking blame the kicker on
that
one.
I'll blame Treadwell every day.
Dumb motherfucker.
I'll blame Treadwell over the kicker every day for that one. Treadwell had one of him dead in the hands that ended up in the Green Bay's hands.
That is true.
And fucking a wide receiver, your one job is to catch the ball and hit you dead in the hand.
Isn't that the play that got overturned though on the Matthews?
No, did not.
Treadwell dropped that pick. He hit his hands.
He got picked by Green Bay.
They ended up kicking a field goal.
Okay, so that was different.
That tied the game. I'm pretty sure.
I think they took a lead on that. I think they took an 8.
Oh, that's right. Then we came back and tied.
Yeah, that was that put them up 28-20 at that point, wasn't it?
It was bad. But like, you went from 13-3 to
8-7-1 and missed the playoffs.
You can't blame that on the kicker. He was only here for
here's the thing. You knew
two games, and we won one and tied one. It's because John DeFilippo didn't fit, and our defense to start the year
was horrible.
We lost to the Rams because of the defense. We lost to the Bills. It was weird as shit.
The Bills, I'm still going to place the Bills.
We lost to the Rams because we got out schemed straight.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I'm going to put the Bills game on the stupid Everson thing where we didn't know what was going on with Everson. So all our players were like.
That's no excuse to just not show up.
You have depth. We're
Riley Reiff got beat.
All these fucking Bears fans keep retweeting my fucking tweet about. I'll take Cousins over Trubisky on Sunday.
I mean, if they don't agree that, they're retarded because Trubisky's fucking straight garbage.
I'm not, you say that, but Cousins was straight garbage today.
Yeah.
Trubisky threw for like 200 yards.
Yeah, well, it's not hard when you just.
Guess what? Cousins threw for less than 100. That's like unheard of a quarterback. That's embarrassing. That, like, literally, me not
you
even.
You give Cousins or Trubisky the same deal.
Oh, my God.
It's really weird, like.
What I'm saying.
I would never give Trubisky a deal.
No, I don't want Cousins to have that deal. I didn't realize, so I wanted Cousins, but I did not want him fully guaranteed. Because you have no outs.
It's only 3 years, though.
But you have no outs.
You do have no outs. You can't even.
You're stuck with him. Like, I mean, unless some dumbass team comes and
says. But, like, what are you going to find that's better besides Teddy B?
You're not
draft.
Maybe like Tom Brady? Tom Brady, maybe?
Oh, what are you talking about, Ryan?
You said name somebody you'd rather.
No, I'm saying what could you find that's better than Cousins?
Yeah, so Tom Brady. You know, you can
I'm worried, Teddy. But the only thing I've ever. So, Teddy, which was brought to my attention by Darren and Ryan, good old Grapes and Gorak here, was that. If you actually think about it, Teddy did have nobody to throw to when he was here.
And he was like 23. Yeah. And what was Kirk Cousins doing when he was 23? Yeah. Not right a damn thing. Sitting on the fucking bench, not doing shit.
But I will still never.
Teddy was 11-5 and won a playoff game if it wasn't
I feel
for
like
Blair
Teddy,
Walsh.
I feel like Teddy's going to butt us in the ass like David Ortiz.
Exactly.
But
that's exactly what he's going
to
do.
But still to this day, until it's proven, I still don't trust Teddy's knees.
Well, that's the only thing.
That gruesome knee injury you went through, that's scary.
Me and Ryan don't know if his...
That knee injury you went through is one of the worst injuries you can possibly have.
You don't trust his knees? That's a fucking retarded reason.
You're an idiot.
Oh, yeah. More yards than fucking Cousins in fact.
Not true.
Dude's garbage. How much cheaper? I don't understand.
You could have got Teddy for like $5 million.
Well, he signed for $19 million, but it was all incentive-based.
Yeah. I don't even
I think his base salary is $4 million, but he could have made up to $19 million. No,
I,
you're
like,
right.
I'm like fine with Cousins because like he's still better than any quarterback we've had since like
Favre.
I mean Teddy.
Who's hitting remotes?
Yeah, but I don't want this. I don't want to be okay with a quarterback. I want.
What
to
are
be
you gonna do? What are you gonna do?
I don't know. Yeah. That's the thing. I don't know.
Somebody?
18th overall.
I don't think we can.
Quarterback runs behind Cousins for 2 years.
Am I the only one with
Mason Rudolph?
I love Mason Rudolph.
Let him learn from a failure in Kirk Cousins.
I know. I'm sorry.
Three touchdown passes. You want to pull up the score on that?
Who did?
Oh, we got 24-16 Colts.
Oh, well, too bad Ben's playing Madden.
Yeah, I'm playing Madden.
We can't watch it.
Laggy ass mess. Give me a winch.
Derrick Henry has 13 for 83.
Oh, D. Henry.
I mean,
Marlon Mack, 25.
Am I literally the only one who has no confidence in Cousins right now?
No, I have.
Remember this. I'm the one who wanted him in the beginning. You guys didn't.
We
Grapes
did not.
And Gork did not want him.
We wanted Teddy. Number one was get Teddy. Number two was Cousins.
So
we
look
did
where we're
like
at now. Look where we're at now. You guys are saying he's okay. You're so okay with him. But I'm sitting here saying he's hot
but,
garbage.
No, I'm saying I'm okay with him because what is your alternative?
Cousins or
Geese? I don't care. If you're going to go to shit, guess what? I'd rather not.
I don't think we're going to shit.
I don't think
we can
we're going
rally
to shit
back.
At all.
If you're
going
to do what we're doing right now, I'd rather have the number one overall pick than do what we
I'll,
do.
I'll put.
At least you have a number one overall pick.
Ready, right now, I'll put fucking $50 that we go at least 11-5 next year.
I hope so.
I
won't
bet
on that. I won't
bet
on that.
We go 11-5.
11-5 next year. You want that one?
No, because I love the Vikings. So.
You want that one, Randy?
No, I don't. Because
you want that one, Franklin? You want that one? 11-5? No. Fuck it, 10-6.
No, I
that's easier.
That's
what are you talking
worse.
About? You gotta go the other way, you dumbass.
Fuck it, 12-4.
You take 12-4, I'll take
12-4. You want $20 on 12-4?
With Cousins as their quarterback.
Yeah,
Well, Cousins will be our
quarterback. That's his true test. So here's the thing. That's his true
test. I'll take 12-4 next year. I bet we go 12-4 next year.
Cousins' true test next year. He's got an easy schedule.
I'll go 12-4. Who wants this money?
Second. We finish second in our division. That means we play second.
$50 we have 12-4 next year.
We get some good away games.
$50 12-4 next year.
We get some good away games.
$50 12-4 next year. You heard it here on Grapes and Gorat.
$50 12-4 next year. I honestly think Cousins was guaranteed right now. I don't think at this point we can go 12-4. Obviously, 12-4. I guess your only hope is that we're second now. So 12-4. Fucking first team. Yeah, this bet doesn't matter anymore. Yes, it does. But what? I still want to know what you're... So you would rather tank next year?
No, what I'm saying is, so what we did this year...
Okay, I'd rather have the number one overall pick.
Okay, so I'd rather just suck this year than did what we did.
So what about next year? What would you want to happen? Cousins is your quarterback or...
Well, you because you, you never know what you're getting in the draft. So obviously I want to do good. I want to make the playoffs. I want to win a Super Bowl every year.
But I get that.
I'm just saying when you're sitting after the fact, you know, this is always said by
everyone. Well, yeah, after the fact, we fucking suck.
I'd rather be the worst team. Like, you're going to be shitty. I mean, you never know.
Well, that's
Look at rookie quarterbacks. Let's do this. Other than Baker Mayfield's good. He's a great quarterback, but Baker Mayfield's, he's a rare guy.
I'd rather have Cousins. Put that
in the... Yeah, look at Darnold. Darnold's
Baker Mayfield.
Oh, absolutely.
100%. Josh Rosen's one of the worst quarterbacks statistically of all time. I mean, it's fucking ugly. He had David Johnson, Larry Fitzgerald. I don't care how old Larry is. Fine. If he's too old and old as friend, bring him to the Vikings. I'll take him for $1 million a year.
Larry Fitzgerald is trash at this point in his career. I will not throw that.
I will take him right now.
Over Diggs and Thielen?
Oh, yeah, no. Not our number three receiver.
No, that's fine.
He's the number one in Arizona, though.
So should we
That's not the point.
Should we do this? Let's do this argument.
The question is, do we have a number one receiver? Do you guys think we have a number one receiver?
Yes, we have two of them.
I don't think we do.
You're dumb.
How do you think that? I don't get it.
I don't think we do.
How?
So you think that Diggs and Thielen both should be number twos?
I don't think they're true number one.
What makes him a number one? I don't get it.
Hey, I swear to God, if you say 6'4" like Alshon Jeffrey, I'll punch you in the nuts right now.
That's stupid. That you can't go by height and all that. But what bugged me is so Diggs went down for the Miami game, and here comes M. Thielen as the number one receiver. What happened?
Diggs played the Miami game, didn't he?
No, he didn't. Or no, not Miami. What was the game early before
on.
A bye?
Okay, early on. Yeah, yeah.
So Diggs
Jets,
went down.
Jets game.
No, it was Lions. Regardless.
Anyways.
But either way, so here's Thielen's the number one. Gets 30 total yards. That was when he was on a streak. That's what ended his streak of 100.
Saints game ended his streak. Or did he get 100 yards in the Saints?
So it was the game after that. What ended
Lions.
His streak.
Okay, anyways.
So Lions.
So you do not think that I personally, no, Randy, stop. Let me speak. I personally think we have two top 10 wide receivers, which would give us two number one wideouts. And you don't agree with that.
So,
question, how high do you rank Diggs and Thielen in the league?
Me?
Yes.
Top 15.
Top 15. And out of 32, there's 32 teams in the league. There's 32 teams in the league, which would give them both top grades. That would mean they're both wide receiver ones.
That's fine. You can be top 15, but it doesn't mean you're a true number one.
Then what makes you a true number one receiver? If you're, no. What makes you a true number one receiver?
Mike Evans.
Okay. What does Evans and Jones have over Thielen and Diggs? Okay. They're both taller. They're both taller.
Okay. Hold on. Wait. Stop talking. So Evans. Name another wide receiver on the other side of
it. Adam Humphries, DeShaun Jackson, Chris Godwin. Go.
Okay.
Next.
DeShaun Jackson.
No. Next.
DeShaun Jackson out of his prime. Very beyond his prime. Adam Humphries, never heard of him before until fucking ever. And everyone else you just named, nobodies. Bunch of freaking nobodies. And he still goes off for, they're the worst team in the league, and he goes off for 1,500 yards and about 10 touchdowns a year.
Okay, but we have two wide receivers who have 90 catches and 1,000 yards.
100. I think they just hit 100 this year.
100. We have two guys.
Not to help, like, Rennie's point, but like,
Diggs and not bring it.
Why can we not move the ball with two number ones and Dalvin Cook?
Cousins does not suck though.
Like,
you guys realize
Cousins
that
is competent.
We don't have the what guy is that the you can just fucking throw it to. Randy Moss
deep post in the corner end zone. He fucking throws in the dirt. dickhead. The dude sucks.
You guys don't realize what a true number one is, obviously.
He's fucking bad.
A true number one is a Julio Jones, Mike Evans. Those are big guys that you just go up to.
Antonio Brown, not true number one. Antonio Brown's 5'10". He's 5'10".
Probably. But what did he do this year?
Doesn't matter.
Oh, it doesn't matter. Thielen
and Diggs, both great route runners, just like Antonio Brown.
How many times has Diggs broken 1,000 yards in the season? He didn't do it this year either, by the way.
Not yet.
He's still number one.
What is he
it's over. It's week 17.
What did Diggs have this year? What? Me?
Are you saying Thielen's not a number one receiver?
That is exactly what he's saying.
Well, to be fair, like, all D. Flip would do was just chug shitty throws to him all game.
I'm not saying he's not a number one wide receiver. I'm saying he's not a true number one. A true number one is hard to find. I get that.
You're saying there's like four of them.
Yes. Like Julio, we had one in
Mike, like Moss is number one.
Right now,
he's saying Julio Evans,
Mike Evans,
probably like Michael Thomas.
What I'm saying is, I'm not saying they're not.
Stephon Diggs had 102 for 1,000 yards. So fuck you.
Oh, sorry, he had exactly 1,000 this year.
1,021. Fuck off.
How many receptions did he have?
100.
Like, it took 100? Him 100 fucking receptions to get to 1,000 yards. It's fucking embarrassing. That's a lot of dumb.
Who's your top receiver?
Travis Rennie hates Stephon Diggs. Heard it here first.
Antonio Brown. Who else is up there?
Devontae Adams. Like,
your friend on Julio Jones.
Okay, so there's four.
DeAndre Hopkins.
I never. Thielen six. That's not a number one.
I never said it.
Tyreek Hill.
Oh my God.
Tyreek Hill's 5'10". Can't be a number one.
What happened?
Keenan Allen over Thielen?
What happened? Hey, Ben, what happened when Diggs went down and Thielen had to go against the number one quarterback? Cornerback.
Yeah, but I don't understand.
No, shut up. What happened? What happened that game? He got held at 30 yards.
How long did it take for Julio to get a touchdown for his life?
That's his fault.
Oh, okay. That's his fault? How is Thielen not his fault? How is Thielen's at his fault?
Julio Jones gets 100
yards. Your quarterback sucks shit, dude. I'm sorry to tell you.
Julio Jones gets at least 100 yards a game.
This fat dick cousin sucks it. He's horrible. He's a bad quarterback.
Okay, either way, Vikings have two true number one receivers. Can't move the football.
I would say they're not better than like a Mike Evans rating, but they're definitely.
Who does Mike Evans defense. Have throwing the ball to him?
Cousins has two fucking mid-tier number one receivers, and he can't fucking throw the ball. The dude
but
sucks.
Is that you're saying that's Cousins' fault?
I personally think it's our offensive coordinator's
Stop
fault.
Stop picking up the mic, Ryan. No. You don't need to. You don't need to pick it up. Just talk.
This is gonna.
So you're probably way louder than you need to be.
Oh, I hate this. Let's calm down. Fuck.
But either way, it's not that they're top 15 wide receivers. But when I say, you got what I
get. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
A true number one.
I understand what you're saying still, but I still think you're wrong. That's my opinion. True number one, when I hear true number one, that means like there's 32 of them. There's
32 teams. That's not what Renny's saying, though. He wants a big motherfucker.
When your team sucks, you can just fucking
When you got problems, throw it up and you just let him make plays.
Adam Thielen 6'2".
Odell Beckham makes plays.
It's
does Adam Thielen
ask him to?
No.
We don't ask him to do that though.
Maybe we should.
Yeah. Maybe we should. Yes.
Maybe we should.
But
test
we
that
don't
third,
ask
we
him
don't.
To. We can still
he?
Do the slot.
Can he?
You know that. He can.
How do we know? We've never seen it.
Are you kidding me? Two defenders against the Packers, right up against the
helmet.
Come on. Dude makes those plays. He makes them if you ask him to.
Well,
ask him to.
That's the thing. Keenum asked him to a lot more than Cousins did. Keenum threw it up. Keenum just threw it up to him.
Here's the thing. Here's the one thing I've always thrown about Keenum, because you guys know I loved Keenum back at last.
For year. Some reason. But go on.
I mean, he did. But the one thing I loved on him, I know nobody around here is hockey guys, so what we call it is puck luck.
I like hockey.
Where you just get on these streaks where you just shoot the puck at the goal and it just goes in. Well, that's a lot of Keenum's throw last year. You just huck it in the air and
just throw it up to them.
It just went good. All of a sudden, Thielen or Diggs was there to catch it.
And you know what? We didn't see any of that this year.
I'm not shitting you if you actually look back at a lot of Keenum's throws. If you look back at a lot of Keenum's throws, he literally played 500
They're shit throws.
And he got
he trusted
so
receivers
lucky.
To come down with them.
That's
he trusted said. His true number one receivers to come down with
well,
them.
That's what Favre did with Sidney Rice.
That's
Favre
my
threw
exact words
for.
I'm not paying that guy $20 million a year.
You like that, frankly?
Because that is not going to last.
That was nice.
He should have threw it up. I think Cousins should have thrown it up more to Diggs and Thielen.
Definitely. Throughout the year, yes. Oh. I mean, there's –
You, how many times did you see single coverage on a bad cornerback because they only have one good corner on Thielen? So Diggs is covered by the number two.
They should have just sent him on a streak route and just threw it up. We have like, well, we're gonna bomb it to Aldrick Robinson,
which we did for some reason, like
multiple times.
How do you not send Thielen or Diggs, who both have 4.440s? How do you not send them on go routes and just say, "Hey, jump and try to catch this"? You saw it in the Packers game. Where else did you see it?
Ever.
We didn't see nothing. I mean, it seemed like after week six, we saw nothing.
I'd be trying to agree. Nothing. It was so bland after after we took those three straight after the Rams loss. And it was Eagles, Cardinals, Jets. After we bugged off those three straight wins, there was no... I don't know what you want to... There was almost no... I mean, it was designed, but there was... Oh, we didn't try to catch anyone off guard at that point. You know, it was when we had flip, it was double moves. When we went to Stefanski, it was run first and second down on our center. Maybe a play action out of there. But...
I mean, it worked for 2 weeks. Didn't work this week.
No. I'll give the Bears credit. Like, they, great defense. They played the hell out of today.
Well, I'd like to watch the film and see, like, did Cousins miss open guys? Did he have guys? Did he not throw
them? There were a couple times where, like, I was watching guys where it was single cover. I don't know. Like, it depends on how you feel, what you call open. But, like, when I see a guy behind Diggs or Thielen on a post,
They're open,
yes.
That's the thing. Thielen and Diggs are the guy, like, next to him. They're open.
Yep.
It's the same thing as like, when Farvez and Rice.
Unless Diggs or Thielen have two guys blanketing them, they're open, in my opinion.
Exactly.
One-on-one is open to those guys.
So let's go to the one
play. He tried the deep post in the corner.
Let's do the one play. I don't know. Darren, I don't know if you remember this. But you remember I looked at you the one time I said single high safety.
Yep.
You had Diggs on the outside. You had Thielen on the other side.
How do you not run a post and a go route?
Not even that. I'm like, why don't you just throw it up? We're down with this. At this point, we're down by a touchdown.
Was it 16?
Yeah, that was when I was 16.
No, it was 21-10.
We're within a touchdown.
So it was 13-10 at that point.
So we're sitting there. And I looked at him, I go, single high safety. And he's fading over towards Thielen. So I go, you have Diggs wide open. This is what I'm saying is, and they might, and I wasn't saying we, I just feel like we might have a true number one. We just haven't seen the effects of it. Nobody takes the advantage of it.
We did not take advantage of having two of the top 15.
I agree with that.
So when I called single high
safety. I agree with that. I feel like we didn't just throw it up to them enough.
When I called single high safety, look at the catch Diggs made last week. That one over like just jumps and grabs. Why didn't, when I put on a single safety, there's a reason I'm like, Diggs is going to be one-on-one down the field. Just take the shot. Just take the shot.
So what do we do next year? Like, are we just going to, we're going to have Cousins, right?
Oh, you're stuck with them.
But like, Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
You think guards are the problem? Like, two guards, or what's the problem?
Why, yeah, like, how do we
fix it? No, 10 points. You have a good player.
You can blame the guards. We can blame the guards every day, but that's not the only problem.
Do I think we should draft a guard? We have holes on
defense. Sure. Everyone can say that we
What's
don't.
The hole on defense, though?
Me?
What is it?
Personally?
Yeah.
Well, you can't keep Rhodes healthy. Who's supposed to be a shutdown corner? Well, he was gone.
Trey Wayne's better than Xavier Rhodes.
Yeah, we have bitched about Rhodes on this podcast.
Here's the thing is, I used to always argue that, but it's hard to say it's not because the one thing Trey Wayne's has is nobody threw Rhodes his way. So Trey Wayne's has had to live his entire career with the ball always thrown at him. And he's done pretty dang good.
And lately he doesn't get it thrown at him. Like, it's going towards Rhodes, which is like...
My whole problem with Rhodes is right now, he's on the bike every game.
He
spends at least 5 minutes on that stupid bike. And like, that guy needs to drink more water, needs to do something. That guy's on the bike every game.
That's a fact.
And now
it didn't play today.
Seems to happen. Now you come down to like, now you come down to crunch time and you miss the game, really? Like, you couldn't, I don't know, what was his injury?
Hamstring, I don't know. Quad.
So he was battling injuries all year, and now you decide this is the game you need to miss. I'm sorry.
I think he ended up missing with a groin.
it's weird. So I was talking about Diggs.
And not having as many big plays,
which I was kind of focusing around Diggs on that. Diggs actually had only one less catch for over 20 yards this year and only one less for 40, which I think is really strange because I feel like I saw less big plays out of Diggs.
Average 10 yards a catch. Last year, 13 yards a catch.
Well,
like I just brought up, it wasn't that. Yeah,
that is a good one.
I mean,
nine touchdowns this year to eight last year.
We got to prove they're number one wide receivers. We got to prove. We just don't prove it. We do these stupid, let's just dump it off 2 yards down the field. I feel like our offense, it doesn't matter who we bring in, and it feels like it's always the same.
I feel like next year we're going to roll back the same team.
Yeah, what's going on with it? So here's the question. What's going on with this? So we've gone through how many offense quarters in the last, 5 years?
Norv.
But why is it always Shermer?
Flip, Stefanski.
But why does it still seem like it doesn't even matter if you could have brought any quarterback in? Why does it still seem like we're just doing these dump offs? Why does it seem like that's the design play? Just dump off 5 yards.
I don't know.
Because Cousins is robotic.
It's not just Cousins. We had Keenum doing it.
Keenum did not do it though.
He dumped off quite a bit.
Keenum wins. Keenum didn't fuck around. Keenum went deep.
Teddy dumped off.
Teddy had to. It was,
I guess I'm not doubting the quarterback.
You're talking shit about Teddy. Do not do that.
It's not talking shit. I'm talking shit about Teddy.
You're about to talk shit about Teddy.
Make your own podcast.
You idiot.
You don't talk shit about Teddy.
Pretty sure I just said our offense, for some reason, design plays where all we do is dump off. Why are we not taking shots?
I do feel like we should just take a shot occasionally. Like, just throw it up. Just to do
just
it.
Just keep someone honest.
We took one shot this game. This entire game.
And it was probably to Aldrick instead of fucking.
And it was thrown to the left of the receiver. Like, I mean, it wasn't even within 5 yards of the receiver. It was embarrassing. Remember that? The one downfield where the guy cut right, but the ball was to the left. I mean, that was embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know what you want me to say.
I still don't see what the solution is next year. We will be running the same team back next year.
I think you're the same team.
You hope you just kind of – you have a coordinator who gets to have a whole offseason to the offense, gets to do his thing. I'm guessing it'll be Stefanski. They'll just go with him, right?
The thing is you either roll out the same thing or you blow it all up.
How can you blow it up, though?
How would you blow it up? You treat every player?
I'm just saying, you either blow it up and – sign or cut, trade, doesn't fucking matter. You either blow it up or you roll it out again. And guess what? I'm not fucking blowing it up.
That's true. I would roll it out again. And I would hope that, like, after a season, Cousins gets better in this offense. Stefanski gets a year under his belt.
You don't blow
anything.
It up.
You've got to run it back.
You don't blow it up for the fact that if you really wanted to, you could just take the $28 million hit and just maybe go
56.
Let's do this. Even go get Teddy for $3 million and just take.
The thing is the thing is my boy Teddy ain't ever coming back.
But that's what I'm saying. Is like that
he's never coming back.
That's all that's wrong. Right now, you got a draft guard. We missed out on Will Hernandez. We drafted Mike Hughes.
We got Brian O'Neill.
There's no way we're taking back-to-back linemen. I don't care who you are. We were not taking back-to-back linemen.
Here's the biggest mistake everyone wants to say. So here's what I hear all the time.
And you know what? Actually, with the way Remmers plays tackle compared to guard, maybe Hernandez is the right pick.
Because Remmers is such trash.
Yes, that's the only. But you know what? I think Brian O'Neill is a fucking cornerstone tackle for the next 10 years.
I do too.
Zero sacks allowed in 13 games.
Love it. Absolutely.
And remember,
did you know that the only other player to do that this year is Tyron Smith?
Hey, remember that.
Did you know that there's only 4 other tackles, including Tyron Smith this year, who have done that?
But you're forgetting
one thing.
In the
entire career, or entire like generation of Pro Football Focus. So since like 2004, there's only been 4 tackles. Joe Thomas, I think, twice. Tyron Smith, and now Brian O'Neill, who's the 5th guy to do it.
You're forgetting one thing. Brian O'Neill was a project. Was never supposed to be in any.
Fact.
He wasn't even supposed to suit up.
Fact.
He was actually at the point where he wasn't even supposed to suit up. He was supposed to.
This is a fact. You're spewing facts right here. I heard all the time that Brian O'Neill might not sniff the field.
So he was supposed to learn because they didn't think he was big enough. It was like Max Williams with Tampa or
Baltimore.
I mean, his
size was good enough.
That, like, had we took Will Hernandez and Brian O'Neill back to back.
What you can't. I don't think
he's arguing that. I think he's arguing that you take Will Hernandez.
Which
first.
Now you look at it. Here's the problem: is you look at it now, and it's easy to say. So I like Mike Hughes. I'm all in on Mike Hughes. I think he's gonna be great. It's gonna be nice in case. Who knows? Maybe Mike Hughes becomes a good guy. You got Trey Wins. You sign him. And maybe you cut. Said to say, but maybe you cut Rhodes to save some money.
Aaron Rhodes.
Okay, I get what you're saying, but this entire year on the podcast, me and Aaron have always been adamant on Mike Hughes and O'Neill. You could have done better with those first
no,
two.
No, I agree with that. But what I'm... You just look back now with what we need and needs. We didn't need Mike Hughes. We really didn't.
No, we still don't need him. We still don't need him.
What I'm saying is you can look back on... Okay, so let's do this. So all I always hear is when I talk to people I know, they're, hey, let's draft offensive lineman, I'll draft. I'm like, you don't just draft someone because you need it. That's where you end up with a bust.
Yeah.
That's where you end up with a very bad player. I'm like, you don't just draft someone to do it. So
we
drafted
Mike Hughes because he was Troy Williamson when we
needed a receiver.
Yep. Needed a deep threat. So we took Troy Williamson, who ran a 4.28 at number 7 overall. The pick we got Moss for, and guess what? Was he anywhere near what we needed / could have used? No, because the dude was garbage. So you don't fucking take anything based on need.
Well, your biggest mistake on that is you tried replacing Moss. You can't replace Moss.
God damn it, that's two straight times he spoke where he spoke fast.
You're talking one of the great... him and Jerry Rice are the two greatest of all time, and you want to replace him? No, you just find someone who can do similar to that. You don't replace that. You can't replace Moss. You'll never see another Moss.
Fact.
I don't think you will. You had Kelvin Johnson was probably the closest thing you had to Moss, but he still wasn't Moss.
No, and like with how big, fast, and strong Megatron was, I'd take Moss over Megatron.
Oh, I would absolutely take Moss. I would take Moss. To me,
I would take Moss
over Jerry Rice.
Well, fact.
I would too.
And I'd take Terrell Owens over Terry Rice.
Shooting blanks over here.
That's a bold one.
Okay.
The greatest route runner of all time. You'll never.
He'll take T over Jerry Rice. This guy. That's great for that.
Terrell Owens, greatest 90s receiver in history.
We might have to make a new one. We always had Rennie hot takes. We might have to Grapes hot takes.
Yeah, Grapes dumb fuck
takes. That was a bad one.
Okay, to end this, since we're at about an hour.
Yeah.
What would you do next year?
Going into the offseason, what do you want to see?
Okay, so what we have.
Three things you want to see. We can't argue it. We just got
to
let
listen
see
to it. Let's go.
Okay, so.
The 18th pick in the draft.
I don't want how many things. 18th over up there.
Just say what you. Yeah, you don't need to say three.
What I want
to
do. So let's do offseason.
Yeah.
We cut Sandejo. Hopefully we can restructure Rudolph. Otherwise cut him. Hopefully restructure Griffin or cut him. Because Griffin has been a giant disappointment. He's 31.
And if you cut him, you save $10
million. Yep.
Easily.
$10 million.
So the right there alone.
You cut Griffin and Sandale. That's 15 of them.
So if you just cut them alone, you have $20 million to go spend right there.
What do you want to get?
What would you want to spend with that? True number one receiver? Just being a dick. Keep going.
What I want is guards. But I don't think they're out there. You don't get guards in free agency. So, I mean, I trust Spielman. I do trust him. The draft, we do have to, if we have to trade up to get a guard. Because, I mean, the top guard who's going to go is predicted right now at number 9.
So
being at the second guard.
So you, with our first round pick, you want interior linemen.
I do. Well, we're 18th. Here's the thing. I'm so against top 5 pick going to an offensive lineman. I think you should be a playmaker if you're in top 5.
I prefer.
But yeah, after that, you can draft whatever you want.
So you are. Would you say we would reach for an interior offensive lineman? Or would you prefer we just straight up go best player available, whether it's defense or offensive lineman?
Yes, I would go best player available, but there's some good offensive linemen that are supposed to be sitting there at our pick.
Okay.
But if what happened last year where they're all gone, then yes. Don't just go grab an offensive lineman to go grab an offensive lineman.
Right on.
If you don't like... And what I really hope is if you don't like anything in the pick, because our defense is pretty good right now. You have Anthony Harris. Hopefully re-sign him.
I think he's restricted, so I think we're fine with him.
No.
I'm pretty sure
he's restricted. But you just have to re-sign him.
I think we could tender him, yes. Yeah, okay. We should really get him back.
But either way, you got to get him back. And if you're just sitting there, you get your defense and all that back, maybe trade back.
So you're saying run the same team back, grab a guard in the first round.
Roughly. If it's there, otherwise trade back.
What do you think?
You first, dude.
I'm 100% ready. Run the same team back. Grab a guard. Grab interior lineman.
And if they're not there, trade
back. I mean, if you're getting everyone back besides, even if you lose Barr or Richardson, say you lose one of them.
Who would you rather have? Richardson or Barr?
Richardson.
Okay. So you'd rather have Richardson?
I'd rather have Richardson.
Okay. I'm with
Ray. It's very close, though. Yeah, it's very close.
I'm with you guys.
I think Richardson's too old, and I think he was a little overrated.
Too old, he's 28. Doesn't matter.
He was a little overrated.
Running the same thing back, I don't know if... I mean, I'm going best player available in the first round. I prefer... since I'm thinking we may not get Richardson back, I prefer three technique in the first round. Grab another impact player on defense.
Yeah.
Maybe somebody who can potentially help create a turnover, get an extra possession. Got to
teach
offense.
Him how to strip a ball.
Yeah. So run the same thing back and grab a guard. Hope if not in the first round, second round, third round, somewhere in our top three picks. I'd love to see interior linemen. And you know what? I wouldn't mind if we go all out. Maybe grab 2-3 techs or 2 guards with our first 3 picks. Because I know is out of this team that we have right now, if we were to throw it all back, the one thing I do not want to see back on the field is fucking Mike Remmers playing right guard another fucking snap.
That is fat.
That is the last thing I want to see next year is Mike Remmers playing another fucking snap at guard.
Well, that was embarrassing, wasn't it?
Dude is garbage. I'd rather say...
Like, do you think this team next year can compete for a championship?
I got a question for you guys.
Answer this question first. I'm going to go yes.
What was the
Do you think that this team
this
next
same
year,
team next year with a first round guard? Let's say a first round guard.
No, I think we're pretty much better than the same way we are. I think we're.
So
better.
You feel like, think we're a 500 team?
I think we're
going to
live in media.
So you tell me from here on out until Cousins' contract is up.
I hope my
is that we're 9-7.
To this day,
I
hope I'm proven wrong. But yeah, I was the biggest Cousins guy, and I really think we're going to.
I think we can compete for a title. But I cannot argue.
Does Cousins worry me? Yes. But like, we made it to the title game with Keenum. The fucking Nick Foles won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, but that's
Blake Bortles made a title game. Like, this team is way too good to not.
And that's why I'm kind of thinking at a 3 tech over guard. I mean, so the Eagles defense was good last year. Jacksonville's defense really good last year. You get a top defense, and then you have an elite game manager.
You guys are
in Cousins
one thing.
With 2 true number one wide receivers. Give me
what are we forgetting,
right? Here's what you're forgetting. So, how was our defense last year?
Last year, really
top
good.
Top 5.
Like, one of the greatest damn near all time?
Yeah, really good.
How did we do this year?
Pretty good.
Another
very
really
pretty
good.
Defense.
Very good, yeah.
So, what do you think Bears are going to do next year? You think they're going to continue with it? Here's the thing.
They will.
Dude, every year's different. The Bears could go fucking 8-8 next year.
Compared to Jacksonville.
Here's the thing.
Exactly.
Jacksonville.
Like, we went 8-7-1 this year. We could go 14-2 next year.
We
have the talent.
People don't
we
realize
will not
there's
go
only one time it's happened. There's only one defense that's ever kept it going for years. That's the Steel Curtain of Pittsburgh back in the
70s. What about Seattle lately?
70s. No, but they still struggle. They struggle at the beginning of the year.
But they're not elite. It's off topic.
We went from number one defense and everyone like, so I've seen it on social media, which is ridiculous. Everyone goes, well, our defense might be the problem. Like, are you guys stupid?
No, that's the dumbest thing
We're like the 8th ranked defense in the league, but still, we're not the number one anymore. We're still not number one. We're not what we were last year, which is hard to live up to. Chicago's got to live up to this next year, and they won't.
Well, that's
that defense we tried to live up to,
we didn't. I just think like our team on offense and defense is good enough to each year make a run. This year was a huge disappointment, but you run this back again next year.
I feel like this season
we can make a run.
What I'm saying.
I think this is an outlier too. Like, we brought in a coordinator that didn't work out. Our defense got off to a rough start, and all of a sudden we were so far behind.
New coordinator, new quarterback. A coordinator that didn't fit.
Didn't work.
So, for 14...
Cook got hurt.
3/4 of the season, you're running with...
Murray's a great man.
Yeah. I mean, they sound like excuses, but, like, I feel like if you just go...
I don't think they're excuses. They're reasons why we performed the way we performed.
But why did the defense suck so bad?
I'm done making excuses for them. We straight up sucked this year.
Zimmer said it himself. He's like, everyone kind of caught on to what we were doing. They were running the same thing we were.
We had to adjust.
Yeah. Yep, they adjust. And after he said that, what happened?
We shut everyone.
We were a top five defense all over again.
Okay, I don't know whether this is what you guys are looking for, but I know you've been wanting a running hot take. What I'm saying right now, here's the running hot take.
This is the reason why we had him. Keep going.
If Zimmer does not finish, does not make the playoffs next year, I think he's fired, and I think he should be.
And we are going to end it on that.
I think he should be.
But do we have any playoff lines?
No.
Am I the only one who thinks that offensively minded?
Well, I don't know what you just said right there, but I 100% agree with you. If Zimmer misses the playoffs again, he's very much on the hot seat.
And I think he's very much on the hot seat.
I want to know if... Are you talking fired hot seat?
I think he's on the hot seat next
year. Would you want him fired if we miss the playoffs again next year?
No. I do.
If we miss the playoffs again next year, I would talk about it.
Here's the thing. Am I the only one who thinks
This season should be an outlier.
Am I the only one who thinks
it
that?
It should.
Look at that play right there. Deep out to Thielen. Throws in the dirt.
Yeah.
There he's coming at him.
Hold on. Wait. Am I the only one who thinks that it seems like offensive-minded head coach seems to be the way to go? Like, you can always find a good offense.
Give me five examples. I want five of them.
Matt Nagy for Chicago, right?
Five seems a bit.
I don't give a five of them in the last 3 years.
Years. I thought you were just talking about. I can name almost five right now.
Okay, go.
Yeah, Sean McVay.
Okay.
Great offensive line.
Okay.
Andy Reid.
Kyle Shanahan.
Not in the last 5 years.
Kyle Shanahan got screwed because of injuries. I'll guarantee you.
Okay, fine. They're still 6-10. Not good. Keep going.
You went 6-10 with
that
crap
team? Keep going. Okay.
Matt Nagy.
Okay.
Just beat us twice this year.
Because of his defense. Keep going. Not in the last
3 years. Oh, it's not the new one.
To just ask him to name five, though, that were just hired, that's ridiculous.
I want five of them.
Okay, but like...
I want five of them.
Like, okay, but Vrabel was a defensive-minded guy, so he doesn't count. Like,
Let's do this. I'll give you one thing. We're going to go defensive. Name me at least four defensive-minded coaches that are worthwhile. Other than Zimmer. You cannot name Zimmer.
Bill Belichick. Mike Tomlin.
Tomlin's offense.
Came from defense. He was
Pete Carroll. Boom, 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 boom.
He's letting
boom,
you name
boom.
Any coach, though, just so you know.
That's
not,
fine.
Not recent
Doesn't matter.
Hires.
Doesn't matter. There's still good. There's still good coaches.
But you're still.
And they're still good.
You have three.
Yeah, I know. I kind of off the top of my head here. I want to go Todd Bowles, but he sucked this year.
He got fired today.
Did he get fired today?
He got fired.
That's funny. I would have given you Dan Quinn, but I'm not letting you do it anymore.
Dan Quinn? Wasn't he is he Seattle's coordinator? Oh, yeah. Doug Marrone?
Really? The team that just went four?
I don't know. I got three of them for you, dog.
No, I'm sorry.
I got three of them for you, dog.
I mean, I have no problem like with someone saying like offensive-minded
coaches. What I'm saying is you
can
find, for some reason, like look at the good teams. Like Sean McVay's got... He's got Wade
By the way, you never mentioned Frank Reich, and that was your dumbass fault.
Yeah. I get that. But either way, let's do Sean McVay. He got Wade Phillips coming. A great defensive mind.
He's also brilliant.
It just seems like offensive.
By the way, Phil, I am not
going
to have to rename this a Tennessee Titans podcast.
Am I wrong on that?
Because their Titans fucking suck.
I feel like, yeah, that recently it's been more offensive head coaches, but like, that could just be like a run. And plus, like, why can't we just find an offensive coordinator that's any good? Like, we had Shermer for a year. Can't we just find another Shermer?
But are you thinking...
Oh, and you never mentioned Shermer. That's also your dumbass fault.
Like,
to be fair, Shermer's got Saquon Barkley right now.
I guess it's
very easy to run an offense with him.
I just feel like it's like, whatever. Like, we have the defensive guy. Let's get the offensive coordinator. Or so you could have the offensive guy, and then you got to go find a defense coordinator. Either way, you got to find some dude on the other side of the ball.
Like, McVay's lucky because
he's got Wade Phillips. Like,
Zimmer was lucky because he had Pat Shermer.
Yeah, now he's got to go find a new
Pat
Shermer.
Which,
Shermer
was fine, but then him and the
seven-step drops, though, with Matt Kalil.
Yeah.
Left tackle.
Well, Khalil. Did you want to talk about a bust? You talk about Troy Williams and Khalil. He had one good year in 5 years with us. Yeah. And he was a number four overall.
Yeah, he's very lucky we did not name our awards after him.
He was so embarrassing.
Williamson is so much worse than that guy.
I like how Carolina picked him up for $10 million a year for 3 years. I was like, oh, that was smart.
But we signed Remmers, so
but we're paying Remmers nothing.
Yeah, I think we're at about an hour 10. We should probably
We don't have any lines for you guys this week.
No, we're upset. We're sad. It's a disaster.
You know what? I don't even think you guys give a shit about the Lions. So.
No, they don't give a fuck.
Especially since we lost you guys money this year, I apologize.
I feel like we should do another. What are the playoff games? We should probably at least talk about them.
Yeah, we'll talk about them in the morning.
Oh, you want to do it like another? Okay, we'll do another
just
half.
Just a quick one for us.
Oh, all I know is that one. The fucking Bears and Eagles are playing each other.
You made an embarrassment out of me today, so you're not invited.
Why? Because I was very smart. Because
you made sense, which I thought was very strange. A couple times you made
some football.
Great points.
Have you ever wondered why my team looks better in fantasy than yours?
We're not talking about fantasy.
All right, we'll catch you guys next week.
See ya.
Have a good night.